Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Sarah Ross.
And you are?
The Director of Mitchell County Department of Social Services.
Sarah, it's good to have you back again. We talked a little while back about what's going on with foster care in Mitchell County, which is one of the many things that the Department of Social Services has to take care of. And you guys have been pretty busy. You've had some success out there, haven't you?
We have. We have currently 7 families registered to come to our next training, which is February 29th.
Training is where you take folks, they have decided that they would like to be a part of the foster care family in Mitchell County, so they take a training. And so what's that training involve?
It is 10 sessions, 3 hours each session. During that time, you will meet and work with other families that are interested in becoming foster parents and also work with our trainer, Donna Davis, as she teaches you the ropes of being a foster parent. What to expect, what the role is, and what the responsibilities are.
Well, now, 7 families, that sounds like a lot. How many kids can you put in a family?
A family can be licensed to take up to 5 children.
Yeah, now, you wouldn't necessarily do that, but that would make a big dent in the number of kids that need care in the area.
Absolutely. One of the most difficult homes to find are for sibling groups. And oftentimes, when we have a sibling group, that is one that has to go out of county. So bringing that many families in allows us and gives us opportunities to have choices when children come into care.
So now, and we talked about this last time, but this can be individuals, this can be couples, you can have children, not have children. It really could just about be anybody that is an adult.
Absolutely. Anyone that's interested, it really takes all kinds of people to be a foster parent because it just takes a person that loves kids and that's going to help keep kids safe to connect with that child, to help that child feel safe while they're in their care. So there are some things that we have to go through in regards to requirements for the state. However, those are really simple and we can help you get through those pieces and we'll communicate that right up front so you know.
Yeah. Well, and Donna Davis, your trainer, that's part of her job is to make sure everybody's comfortable with it and know what's going on. And then after you get involved in it, you don't just shove them out in the door and leave them out in the world by themselves, do you?
Not at all. We actually are providing monthly trainings to be able to continue to enhance the foster parents' ability to meet children's needs. And we go out at least once a month to visit the child in the home. But we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime they need us. And so stay tuned for some additional foster parent support that we'll be adding to the program this year.
All right. Well, that sounds great. If folks, again, we're going to mention this on a regular basis. There is a need for foster care homes in Mitchell County. That's just a fact.
Absolutely. There's 53 children currently in care, and approximately 75% of those children are placed outside of county.
And that's just a fact, mainly because you don't have foster homes in the county, the biggest part of them, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So if folks would like to get involved, get more information, the class starts on the 29th. Is it too late to become? It's probably too late to be a part of that class, or could you still?
Not at all. You can call us anytime, and we will set up a one-on-one orientation that is accommodating to your schedule.
So who do you call?
Donna Davis at 828-688-2175.
And we hope folks seriously will take advantage of that opportunity because we have some wonderful children who need love.
Absolutely.
And that's something folks in Mitchell County is good at, loving you. So we hope folks will do that. Sarah, thank you for taking a minute to talk to us today and come back and see us again soon. Let us know how that's going.
Thank you so much.
Don't like to be repetitive, but the facts are the facts. Foster care homes are needed in Mitchell County. They're also needed in Yancey County and Avery County and Madison County and McDowell County and all 100 counties of North Carolina. Consider being a part of that program and get in touch with your county Department of Social Services to find out more. Again, thank you to Sarah Ross, the director of the Mitchell County Department of Social Services, for talking to us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.